Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and it is the 10th of September 2015. And this is episode 39, and I'm titling this one Time to Start Planning, for reasons that will become apparent. So coming up today, it's just updates of what's been happening on all the plots. So with that, let's start with what's going on up at the Brighton allotment. With the Brighton allotment, I went up there on Saturday and I spent most of the day there. I did do a video, but unfortunately my battery ran out. What I was planning on doing was just videoing what it was when I started and how it was when I finished. So on my way there, I stopped off and got a load of wood chip, and I threw this wood chip down on the path just to freshen that up. It didn't do all the path, but it's just done part of it. So the plan is each time I go, just get more wood chip, throw it down, so on and so on. I then started the video, which I might put on YouTube, I'm not sure. Well, I might wait until next week and do an after one. But yeah, I just had a quick run through. On the video, I showed the damage that was done by when the sheds got broken into. And just how weedy things have got in and around the communal areas and stuff. So the first thing I then did was I fired up the strimmer and started strimming stuff down and getting things clear. Just where, sort of around the compost bins and the what was going to be the seated area. And and after that, and then I've got some bin bags and just put all the rubbish I could find into these bin bags. I actually filled two quite big bin bags up. And this rubbish then got taken away and disposed of. It was just things like broken pots, bits of plastic and bags, and it's just stuff I don't need. I said this year was going to be a bit more throw stuff out, and I have been doing it. But one of the things I've been holding on to was the covering for the old potty tunnel. I kept thinking that was going to come in handy. Nah, it's just sitting there, so it's gone. I've forgotten about it. And that's it. Had a quick scan around the fruit area, and that's all doing quite well. The mulch has really kept the weeds down, but I did run through with a hoe. There's a few that have popped up, obviously, and especially the perennial stuff that should really be dug out. And I then just checked all over that and lifted any that was in the soil around the trees and bushes. I say lifted any, I tried to lift some just quickly. I didn't do a proper hands on your knees job, which I really do need to do. The old onion bed I just ran through with a hoe again with that. And I've decided things that are outside that I want to take home with me. I'm just placing there, ready to go. So this is things like the old potato bags that have been emptied. I half filled those up with some compost from what the potatoes were growing in and from one of the pots that I grew parsnips in a couple of years ago and just never really used this year. And that's just sitting there waiting to go, but to be moved, along with a few other pots and the old dryer drum that I've got a few ideas of what I might do with it. I've just got to think on what I really should do with it. Harvested another bag of the new potatoes, the international kidneys, and they're relatively good. Not such a great harvest out of each bag this year, I found. But I do think that is because of the lack of watering I'm able to do. But they're better than what they have been. Tomatoes, gave those a quick scan over and harvested a few tomatoes. Quite a few, actually. A reasonable amount. I noticed some black lesions on one plant. Could be blight, but it probably isn't. We'll keep an eye on that. When I go up next and have a good look at it, and we'll see from there. Harvested some more spinach and a few apples off the large apple tree that was already there. And that was it. I have to admit, I was really tired on Saturday. I've been working so hard, and Saturday, if I'm honest, I sort of sat in the shed with a cup of coffee and could have gone to sleep. I even sat down in the seating area after I cleared that. And I could have literally just fallen asleep up there in the sun. So, yeah. But I did spend most of the day up there, so it was quite good. So next, I think I'm going to go on to what has been happening at 128B, the new allotment. Okay, so 128B, the new allotment. Now, I've laid out and finished building the first bed, the 2.4 by 1.5 bed. I had to adjust it slightly and move it slightly in, along with the 1 meter by 1 meter for the cider apple tree. Just because I noticed there was another couple of inches I could have squeezed out, so I squeezed them in there and given me another couple of inches. And I stood back and looked at them, and I'm really liking them. I think they look really good. I've also been digging out all the roots that I can in these plots, and what I have dug out has not really came back with any weeds when I've come back in a few days later. So I do believe that by breaking it down into smaller areas when you first start really does help manage things, because you'll never get on top of all the weeds if you try and do it in one big go. But just digging out, pulling out all the perennial roots and stuff, and then just leaving those to dry in the sun or sink. And it definitely is pretty good at stopping it. And then I've thrown down a couple of bins of horse manure. But the two bins, I have to admit, didn't really make much of a thickness on it. So yesterday I went to another supplier and had to pay, but I got another two bins and a couple of bags, and I've just piled those up on towards one side of it, ready for, so if I've got one side I can start planting garlic on that side if I don't get the rest in time, but I think I will. I'm going to try and do a bit more this weekend, and we'll go from there and fill that up with horse manure. I mean, that's a good 8 inches thick of horse manure, so I really do like how it looks. I may put a photo on when it's completed, of the first bed, and just see what you think, or I may just wait for them all to be done. I'll tell you what, I will do a photo during the week of this one, and then I can start planting garlic into this one. The tomato plants that I have planted here, I noticed yesterday, they look like they've got blight, believe it or not. So they were only cheap ones. I weren't that fussed by them, but I'll obviously be digging those up and throwing those away. And they're not even flowered or anything, so I can't see them doing it. They might flower. Some of the others have flowered, but they were only there really just to fill a space to appease people. Now, I did give this a really good strim as well. Got right in there with the strimmer. And even amongst all the raspberry canes. And they are looking fantastic now. I can actually get into them and start clearing stuff out. And really start planning where stuff is going to go. Yeah, so I've also emptied the black bin, the black compost bin. I mean, the stuff hadn't composted down, but I've just filled it into the compost bins that I made out of pallets on a compost bin. I'm definitely going to have to add another compost bin, pallet compost bin to this, but it's really looking quite full. Still got lots more stuff to go. I keep forgetting to take a bin down. I can just fill with water and place in there just to get rid of a lot of the perennial weeds. Just fill it with water, pop the weed roots in there so they rot down and are no good and won't sprout back. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on at home, actually. At home, a lot of the plants I've got in pots that are destined for the allotment that I bought from the other allotment. Gets confusing, I know. They're growing really well. They seem to have taken really well. So I keep watering them, and I've got them in their own separate pile, ready to move down to there. I just need clearer beds and for them to go before they go there. But so far, so good. I've been given I think I said this last week, if not, for my father and mother-in-law, a Belfast sink full of herbs. We already had one with mints in it, and we've got another one that's got chamomile, small rosemary, a few chives, and parsley. I've put those by the house just outside the kitchen door, along with all my other herbs that I have in pots. Some I've potted into different pots just to freshen them up, including the bay tree, which was starting to look a little yellow, so I've put it into a bigger pot. It was in a wooden pot, and they were a bit small. But yeah, I've put it into a bigger pot with fresh compost and so on, and looking really good. I'll put up a photo of that on this post today, actually. Just of all the herbs lined up against the wall. Hopefully by the time I put this out and take a photograph, my brother would have been here so I can ask him to help me move the mints, so that'll be in the photo as well. So that's all we're looking really good. All the herbs are actually growing really well. I'm able to water them a lot easier now and keep an eye on them and weed them. And we're using them more in food and stuff. I went to a car boot on Sunday, and I noticed a person with a stall just selling herbs, and I wanted a peppermint plant, as it's probably one of the mints that I don't have. I bought a peppermint plant for £1, and she gave me a sorrel plant as well, which is very nice. It's given me a few ideas of things I want to do. I might start doing a similar thing of propagating more plants and selling them on more things like mints and herbs and stuff. It's just an idea I'm toying with. I like the sound of it because I like growing things. Excuse me about that. And that's all good. Other thing I've been doing at home is breaking down more pallets, cutting them to size and painting them and treating them, ready to go to 128B. that's it's a time consuming thing, but it's got to be done, and it'll be done. I'm getting there with it. But of course, I can't start planting until they're made, so I've got to do it, and it's getting there. The pallets are working out really, really good wood, actually. Once treated and easy and cheap. Now we just have to see how long they actually last for. Now, those of you who are members would have got a newsletter the other day, of which said I'm going to be putting up a shed in a greenhouse. Well, the shed arrived on Monday, and I had the day off in order to try and build both of them. When the shed arrived, I unpackaged it and quickly realised it was missing the screws and instructions. I rang the company up, and they emailed me over the instructions and said I'd get all the other stuff sent out, but they gave me a list of everything else that should be on there in the package, and asked me to email them just to confirm it was just the screws. Well, I soon realised it was the gable sides of the walls as well I was missing. So I've emailed them about, I'm waiting for those to arrive so I can actually build that shed. I've treated the walls with a rich oak treatment that I want the colour of. I'm a bit annoyed that the gable ends haven't turned out, because I've built all the four walls and the base now. I would have had that completed that day had they turned out, but they haven't. So I've just got to wait now and see what happens. The little potting shed. I've put another couple of shelves up in there and had a bit of a tidy up. The seeds I've sown are all growing on well. In fact, I've taken one lettuce and one radicchio and put that in the planter box. In fact, that's where I planted the sorrel that I got given as well. Sorrel, that is. And yeah, I've planted those in there. I only done that 2 days ago, but so far they're looking okay. So if they last, I will pop the rest in there of those two vegetables and grow those on. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up today. It's quite a long one, considering it's just updates in the last week. But it's amazing how much you can talk about in a small amount of time. So, please do visit my website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. That's all I'm going to say on that today. I don't need to go into it. With that, thanks for listening again. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast.